Mavens, remember, are experts that are fanatical. They know everything about a particular area or subject. They're driven to know a level of detail most would never do, and they love to share it for no other reason but to help you. It's their primary drive. It could be a group of people, maybe a group of mavens, you know. These are the people that read Consumer Reports. Here's what a maven is. They don't just read Consumer Reports. They write in and correct them when they're wrong. Okay? That's the type of person that's a maven. Think of a maven that they told 10 people. 10 people, they're going to stay on them until they follow through. And actually, if they're going to do something, they're going to do the thing the maven said. Also, it's great to know mavens so you can make more better use of them. Maybe you know a maven in travel. They've been everywhere. They know everything. You know, if you call them, they'll know. A maven in technology, you know. Start to notice those. You call them first instead of making decisions because it'll save you a lot of time, energy, money, effort. Not just in the spreading of your message. They are personally disinterested, and yet they have expert opinions. That's what makes people sit up and listen. They're personally disinterested, meaning they're not primarily doing it to get anything from you, and they have an expert opinion in what they do. Now, these first two groups influence, but let's take Paul Revere's group as an example. Paul Revere was more successful than Dawes for one major reason. He was connected to a lot of people beyond a shadow of a doubt because he was not just a silversmith. He knew everybody in town. He was involved with just about anything. He had a unique social gift, Paul Revere, and he'd already traveled the route he'd been many times sharing information because he was in the midst of everything. He was known as somebody that was a partier, and yet he was in not only the social scene, but he was also amongst people that were influential and also people from the general population. So when he went to these towns, he knew who the leaders were in those towns. He knew whose doors to knock on in the middle of the night, and they knew him. Whereas nobody knew Dawes. So when he knocked on there, he had very little connection. And he was a person who was always collecting information. This was a man who was connected, but also was definitely a maven. People went to him to ask about what's going on because he was a fanatic about any information. So when he was the source of saying the British were coming, people listened in a different way. He was connected to people. He knew where to go. And he already had a reputation. He had an identity for this particular area. It's a very big difference than Dawes, who nobody had a clue who he was, so people didn't respond. But there's a third type of person who influences a trend, and they're the most important person of all. When Paul Revere made his run, and he's on his ride, and he's yelling, the British are coming, the British are coming, and he knows what doors to knock on. There's a whole city. He knows where to go. And he's a maven, so he's listened to. When he spread that message, do you think there were people that didn't want to get up in the morning and face the British? Were there people that maybe believed that even though he said that, why get up early and maybe he's wrong? Now, are there people who didn't want to pick up a musket and face the British, yes or no? So the people that finally move the market is the salesman. The salesman is the person who's able to move people to action. The message may be spread with enormous momentum by mavens who make it real and connectors who take it to the really important people. But somebody has to finally pressure people to actually do something. And what moves people is peer pressure. And the influencer is someone who can pressure someone. It may not feel like pressure, but their own emotional pressure, their own sense of certainty, their own conviction is able to move others to action. And those people have been measured. And if you want to hire salespeople, no factor is more powerful than this. The amount of emotion that they influence others with when they don't even move their mouth. They exert so much emotion within their bodies that other people feel it in their presence, even if they don't know them, they don't speak a word. And the research that's been done on this is, for example, there was a study that was done where they took the three United States television networks and a group of social psychologists studied, I guess it was 10 weeks of programming of the nightly news, watching each of them. And what they did is they watched during the political announce, any political news, the faces of these individuals, and they turned the sound off, and they took a group of general population people, and they had them score them on a score from 0 to 21 in terms of emotional intensity of positivity, 0 being, you know, neutral, below in the minus category being negative, and 21 being the highest. And what they found is of the three networks, you had Tom Brokaw, who knows what the three are, Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings, and Dan Rather, thank you very much. Of the three, most of them rated neutral, whether they're talking about a Democrat or a Republican. But Peter Jennings, by these individuals who had no idea what they're rating, they didn't know what the subject was, the sound was turned down, rated Republicans in his emotional state went to a totally positive state continuously. And he's a Canadian. In each of the cities where they did this research, 80% on average of the people voted for a Republican, where on average it was 57% in every other city watching the other networks. And all he did was smile during those moments. That's it. Now, he denied this. So the social psychologists did the research, and they had more negative responses towards Reagan, this was during the Reagan administration, towards Reagan and Republicans by a factor of 3-1. So it wasn't like more Republicans were watching that particular station and as a result were voting for it. It was the direct opposite. Now, that seems insane, doesn't it? So then they did another research project. The research project, that people were put in a room, and they were told that they were being tested for new headphones. And the testing of these new headphones, they wanted to see how effective they were, and so they played them a series of songs in the time. And what people were supposed to do is they said afterwards they're going to ask them a little questionnaire about the headphones. And by the way, on the Peter Jennings piece, they did 37 separate video segments. So it's not like they took one time the guy was talking about this and they saw the influence. So they took a large group of students they recruited for the study. They were all students that listened to some songs, and they heard the same radio editorial arguing the tuition of the university should be raised from the present level of $587 to $750. The groups were split up three ways. One group was to nod their heads up and down. Another was to shake their heads from side to side while listening to the music. And the last was to keep their heads still. At the end of the participants were asked, what do you feel? And by the way, people think they're going to get feedback about the headphones. And they had a questionnaire about the sound, the music. And amongst those questions, the question they were also asked is, what do you feel would be the appropriate dollar amount for undergraduate tuition for next year? Now, here's what's interesting. The students who kept their heads still, how much do you think it should have been? They said it should have been $582, basically the same as what it is right now. The students who moved their heads from side to side, what do you think they said? In other words, shaking their head no the whole time they're hearing it. It dropped to $467. And the group that thought they were just listening to music and were nodding their head up and down, the average price they said it should be raised to is $646. Is that trippy? What I'm trying to show you is, what was the theme of the theme I'm trying to tell you tonight? Little things make a big difference, giant difference. So even though they thought they were just listening to music and all they're doing is moving their head in a certain way or nothing, completely changed the way they process the information and their belief systems afterwards unconsciously. Here's the other research that was done. This was done by a professor at the University of Riverside, and I contacted him. Here's what he did. He found that the number one salespeople that he went out and interviewed, he's done this test for all kinds of people. He found that people that are very low emotional, low influence are in the 50 and below. 40 is extremely low. As I told you, 60 is average. People that are 100 above influence people without saying a word. And here's how he did it. He took the lowest level people, so people in the 20, 30 range on this test who don't express emotion. He put them and sat them right down what they were feeling emotionally in that moment. And he put them in a room with a person who was one of the people that scores 100 or above, had them write down what they were feeling, good or bad, didn't matter. Had them sit in the room for 2 minutes across from each other and speak no words. So for example, if I'm with somebody here and I'm 112, so I'm one of the high level influencers in that way, and I'm sitting across from somebody and I'm in a bad state, I would change my state to make them feel good. But when it's strangers, they put a stranger in the room that's a low emotion person, high emotion person, which they call a sender. Put in the room, have them write down what they're feeling, sit in the room for 2 minutes, leave the room and write down what they're feeling. What do you think happens? The low emotion person ends up with a feeling the other person had, whether it was positive or negative, doesn't matter. Whatever the sender felt, the other person leaves with that feeling. 85% of the time. 2 minutes in their presence. So the reason to know this is not to say, oh, I should be a sender or not be a sender. The reason to know this is every one of us in this room either has a movement we want to move or a product or service we want to move. Who's going to move that product or service besides your connector and your mavens is your senders. And you know what you want to do? Hire them. Because no matter how much you train somebody, people have a nature. All of us in this room could work at being connectors, but none of us will stay connectors unless that's our nature. Connectors connect. Senders send. Mavens know and tell, right? So you want to know who those people are so you can utilize them. Does this make sense? Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm actually hiring this man to do a test where we're going to take a group of non-senders and do emotional floods to them for 3 to 4 minutes. Then we're going to do another one that we're going to flood for a week. And then we're going to put them in the room with senders and see what happens. My bet is that if we flood those people, that they'll be able to at least be neutral, if not send to the other person. In other words, they'll either not take on the sender, they'll keep their own emotion, which would be huge for a non-sender, or they can actually become senders themselves. So can you train yourself? Yes. You can train any aspect of your nervous system. But what most people do is tend to gravitate to how they've been wired. Again, the point here is tiny things influence us. We think it's the whole presentation. We think it's asking for the order. It's the little tiny things that changes the way in which this is impacted when it's coming from somebody who's one of the law of the few, whether it be a connector, whether it be a maven, and certainly from a persuader or influencer. So what's the application for you? Write down, how are you going to use this? How can you use this? How do we make this so that it has an impact on what you're going to do? The most obvious one is, if you got salespeople, hire who? Senders. Don't let them tell you what a great salesperson they are. Find out what their nature is outside the moments when they're just trying to send you a message. What are they like when they're not even thinking about it?
This session continues on the next CD.